This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. I'm Alex.
And I'm Mark. And yeah, I'm trying to get Alex to do a little more here on Free Talk Live. I think he's certainly here in the U.S. Mariana Islands. I think he's been a good host. So we'll figure it out from there. The number, 855-450-3733. We've been talking about coronavirus and what I believe to be the biggest threat to human liberty on the face of the earth in my lifetime. Now, certainly, you know, slaughtering people en masse in Cambodia or something like that, that's bad for Cambodians. But this coronavirus thing has given governments around the world license to quarantine people to their houses, to shut down businesses and say, yep, you're shut down and we're not going to tell you when we can start again.
Or in the case of North Korea, just execute them on sight.
You
cough, you're dead.
You think so?
Oh, there are stories coming. I mean, we don't really know what's going on.
Right.
But there are articles that North Korea was executing coronavirus infected people, and that could be coming to a place near you. Who knows? I hope not, but
yep.
With the way everyone's going nowadays, you never know. They're talking about national guards and how are they going to fight corona, right? The only militaries I've seen fighting corona are with bullets, and I hope we don't end up going there.
Right. What does fight mean? Because what governments have done up to this point has resulted in what we have now. Socialized medicine is alive and well in Italy, and apparently not fixing the problem. England is basically saying, well, you should quarantine yourself if you don't want to die.
Well, one thing I've been thinking about is immigration, right? Wouldn't it be sweet if we could just import 100,000 doctors? And same thing with medical recs. What if we could have a bunch of third, fourth-year medical students, they know the gist already, or maybe you're already on residency, but you got a couple months left. Why can't they help out? Well, the rules say they can't. The regulations say they can't. But what if we didn't have all these regulations, and we had a system that said, if you're able to provide care, you can provide care. Wouldn't we be better equipped to deal with this virus? I know in the case of Italy, that's one of their big problems, is the amount of doctors is controlled. The amount of people each doctor can treat each year is capped at 1,500.
I guess that's part of their problem then. I think the biggest problem is right now that we just don't have enough tests. I mean, pharmaceutical companies not being able to manufacture this quickly enough.
It's not pharmaceutical companies necessarily. I remember listening to the New York Times daily podcast. So this is like the opposite of a biased source, right?
Well, New York Times says its best.
They were talking about how the U.S. government had failed. There were research. The WHO had a test they offered to give to the U.S. And the CDC said, no, don't use their test. You have to use our test. And
the CDC messed it up.
Yeah, and during the...
And then blamed it on Trump.
And the period during which they were messing it up, some doctors, they said, forget the regulations. This is a crisis. We're going to create our own test and start deploying it. And later the CDC came in and said, you can't do that. You're in trouble. Meanwhile, they had one of the best tests at the time in the country. A test you could actually get, test the labs locally as opposed to sending it all the way back to Atlanta. So it just boggles the mind that people are still thinking that, you know, I'm the government and I'm here to help, right? Have we learned nothing?
This is what they call colloquially the definition of insanity. I suspect this is not the actual definition of insanity, but
I'm sure there's a government definition. And, be careful.
But doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, but people keep running back to mommy government every time something's a little scary. I mean, and at this point, it's not even scary. It's just that they're acting, and again, here's my conspiracy theory. I believe that most of this is ginned up by, you know, what passes for the liberal media out there, and, you know, people are trying to get Biden elected, whatever, and they want Trump to look bad. That half of this is just Trump being pushed into a corner over in this situation, because he has to do it in order to, so that he, when he's going up for election, he doesn't say, well, you did nothing. What am I supposed to do? I'm the commander-in-chief of the military. Do you want me to shoot the virus?
Yeah, I don't believe in that argument. I think it's better to say this is what has been incentivized, right? The media is incentivized to get clicks.
Yes.
People do not care about truth, right? They want to be entertained. They want to be scared.
They want to be scared, yeah.
They seem to like it, right? It's, oh, something exciting today. You see this headline? Share. Click, 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 click. So that's what the media is doing. They're trying to make this into, like, a crazy zombie movie, right? It's like,
so they're not going to mention, because I just got here from the finance news, Walmart to hire 150,000 people amid the coronavirus scare. So, you know, that news probably won't get legs. You know, all these people who, you know, losing out on jobs could go work at Walmart and get, you know, make some money.
Yeah, Amazon's hiring 100,000 as well. And they're paying
There's a quarter million people jobs.
$15 an hour minimum. Right now they're giving extra $2 an hour or £2 in the UK to incentivize
their workers. How come they get more?
Who?
The people in the UK. £2 more than $2.
They have to pay more taxes, deal with more government. They have to watch what they say on Twitter. That alone is worth an extra £2.
NHS,
right?
Yeah, watch out. Anyway, perhaps it's as easily explained as just saying, you know, people love the whole, you know, booga, 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 booga thing of the media. Ah, it's on, everything's on fire, and then there's hurricanes, and then there's snow, and, you know, all the bad things that happen. Maybe.
Well, that explains the media side, right?
But the media's been putting the same narrative out for years, right? Like, first there's bird flu, then there's swine flu, then there's dog flu, then there's cat flu, then there's giraffe flu, every kind of flu, right?
The problem was the reaction, right? When do you see China locking down hundreds of millions of people, you see people in biohazard suits and like rifles. It's like, this is perfect. This is like media gold. They're playing it on loop. Then the government officials are like, it's an election year. I don't want to have my opposition saying, he did nothing.
Right.
He let 200 people get infected with corona and die. Right? So for them, it's like, well, I passed a bunch of unconstitutional laws, spend other people's money, and I win the election, or I, you know, objectively approach this and lose. Well, I'll take one, please, and that's what we're seeing.
Sure.
All of these small government conservatives talking about Trump a couple weeks ago said, America will never be a socialist country. What is giving $1,000 a month, bailing out everyone? What is that? Is that capitalism now?
I don't know. I mean, look, I'm not here to defend Donald Trump. I didn't vote for the guy, and I won't vote for him unless he pardons Julian Assange, Ross Ulbricht, or
Snowden,
Edward Snowden. Yeah, those are my three. You pardon those guys, you got my vote. But other than that, I'm not going to do it.
Well, we're Mariana Islands residents, so we don't vote for presidents anyways.
That much is true. Yeah, I think that somebody from the United States can vote, who previously had an address in the U.S. can come back here and vote. I've been told that that's the case, but I'm not going to worry about it, voting, you know, and that. I don't want you guys vote in the presidential election. I'm not going to do it.
The best thing Trump has done and will continue to do next term is to appoint good judges. And this how good are they will be seen in the coming weeks. Right, there's been some cases now. People are trying to challenge these executive orders. Are they constitutional? Are they not? I'm pretty sure some of these states have crossed the line, and I'm hoping that some of these judges will lay down the law. But
We will see. I'm a little concerned,
right?
I too am concerned.
People seem to have lost their collective minds.
Do you think people have lost their collective minds? What do we do to get our lives back on track?
855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Or you can use the Discord lines. Go to discord.freetalklive.com. You get a sign in, username and password, but once you got that, you sound great. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Come on!
Talk Live, the freest show on the air. You can call in 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's right. I'm going to get the phones here in just one moment, but I want to talk to you about Liberty.menu. People have asked us for a long time, how can I do business with libertarians in my area or around the globe? Well, Liberty.menu, Free Talk Live teamed up with Liberty.menu to bring you that service. So go to Liberty.menu. If you got a business, go list them for free right there at Liberty.menu. And, you know, libertarians should contact you. If you want to do business with libertarians, well, go to Liberty.menu. They make it easy. It's Liberty.menu. And since the service is free, you can use coupon code FTL and you get a special badge. That's what I'm able to offer you. Liberty.menu. Let's go to the phones. Alex, it is Mike in Gold Bar, Washington.
Hey, Mike, guys, thanks for taking the call. I really do enjoy when you're – where are you guys at?
The Mariana Islands.
Yes, you're a very good host, sir. So this whole thing, I'm kind of in lockdown. I've got diabetes. I'm borderline MRSA problem. Lots of issues where – and I have to ride public transportation, generally the Seattle area. And I had to make one trip the other day, and people just could care less that there might be a problem. So – five people on a bus and they all wanted to sit on my lap, and I actually had to ask people, could you please just spread out, and for what good it was, because the bus was like an incubator with the windows closed and the heat on. So, but what I've been learning to do lately is kind of come into tune with things that we forget about, like our yard and gardening and feeding birds. And so I'm in lockdown. I'm just locking myself down. I live in a nice little place in the mountains. And I've really started kind of enjoying not having a coffee at an expensive place and not going to get this and not, going to all these places. And it's actually, I think people should take advantage of this time and actually do some things. I literally have a greenhouse deck and I'm already growing my food for the summer, everybody else where I live, it's in an apartment complex / mobile home park. And the mobile homes, we have a lot of space. We have a lot of privacy. And nobody knows what to do with themselves because they're so used to being in the city. So they're just running around frantic almost. I think it'd be neat if they said, wow, this guy's gardening. Maybe I should get some buckets and garden. I don't know. It's a good time to kind of reflect, and just kind of tune into the world again.
Yeah, sure. Personal development, spiritual retreat. That's always good. But do you feel that it should be forced or that people can do it by themselves? So
no, I think they should do it on their own. I think they should do it on their own. I think they should do it on their own. If they don't do it, then they'll just make sure that I stay away from them. I mean, I don't think people are going for the martial law kind of scenario these days. And I was in Korea in the 80s where there was martial law, and it's not pretty when it actually gets full bore.
I think with your health concerns, it's definitely something that...
Yeah, it's to my benefit to just be responsible for myself and screw everybody else. I've had that, my neighbor likes to pop in. It's like, no, we can't do this right now,
Not today.
Anyway, that's all I have to say, guys. Thank you. Great show.
Yep. Interesting how somebody can have such a fantastic voice and they've got health problems at the wazoo, but it's just this funny little difference. I agree with Mike. This is an opportunity for all kinds of
personal development.
Yeah. It is a great opportunity for that, and that's something that you can do to make your life better. And as far as getting the coffee out, I've been making coffee at my house for a long time. But here on the island, for whatever reason, I didn't bring a bunch of coffee with me. And I didn't want to tote to the coffee maker and do all that stuff. So I just bought some instant decaf. Now, instant decaf, Folgers instant decaf, is not completely decaffeinated. So I can only have one cup a day. So I go out in the morning and I have my one cup of decaf. This morning, you saw me out there. I think it was 5 o'clock in the morning or something, watching the sunrise as it came up. We have a gorgeous view. And it's nice to look out and enjoy that and get a few minutes to yourself to sort of figure things out. And it didn't cost me $3.50 or whatever some coffee does out and about. Let's go to Lloyd calling in from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Lloyd, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, never it just amazed me that how my fellow libertarians have lost their collective minds.
I'm sorry, you're a little muffled there, James. This is James in Arizona. Yes. Please, go on.
Genocide? You believe the government committed genocide, Alec? How easily you entertain that when the stupid lady that watched too much YouTube entertains that the government commits mass murder to save the not have to pay for pension funds.
What did you want me to do with her, Lloyd?
Did you? Psychology of,
hey, I'm just going to pause you here for a second. What did you want me to do with the caller that was suggesting that the government created the coronavirus? That conspiracy theory is out there. And people have asked it. I mean, and it's not my fault she called in like that, James.
And your question of whether they commit mass murder, I mean, I think the government has committed a lot of mass murder.
Yeah,
right?
democide is one of the leading causes of death of humans. And you'd get to call in more and talk about the things you want to talk about if you didn't threaten my family. Go ahead.
Never threaten your family and everything I said.
Oh, yeah, you did. You said you bought a gun and you're going to shoot me in the back of the head, and you said you couldn't wait for my son to suffer.
Let me talk.
I don't have to let you talk.
I get the last word in a court of law when I bury
you. Watch me put you on hold again. Ha ha! I get the last word because I can. Go ahead.
The notion, Alec, you easily entertain the notion that government would poison millions of people to death. But the same company that puts people back in their houses and tells them to stay away from public places. It's heads you when it tells you, when you tell you you've lost your...
There's something wrong with your phone, James. I'm really sorry. I'm not trying to get rid of you for that reason, but if people can't understand what you're saying, then I can't keep you on.
Well, we can address this point off the air, right, or off the line. So he's essentially saying that we're entertaining this conspiracy, right, which I would say we didn't do. We just said, yeah, we've heard this conspiracy. We're not saying it's true. And in fact, I argued against it.
Well, said that as far as the government infecting people with...
they've done that.
Yeah, they've done it multiple
tested
times.
STDs on South Americans and...
The Tuskegee experiments.
Selling drugs to their own people. I mean...
Didn't they do some terrible stuff to, like, marijuana crops and, like, put poison on them? And they poisoned gin in Prohibition time. So would the government poison its own citizens? Yes. Yes, it would. And do you remember, humans operate by incentives. And national health care, a national health care scheme, ultimately you're incentivized to get rid of the old and the infirm.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, do you want to create a system where the government has to pay for everything, and it costs it money if you're not working? Because taxpayers, you know, adults between the ages of 25 and 64, they're paying into the system. You're retired? Not so much anymore. She's terrified of this situation.
What do you think about these government conspiracies? Call in and tell us. The number is 855-450-3733.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump telling the nation most of the people infected with coronavirus getting better. The president speaking in the briefing room at the White House and then taking a meeting over at FEMA.
We're poised to come back very, very fast, but we have to get rid of this.
More than 11,000 people infected here in the U.S. that we know of. More than 150 people have died in our country. Other coronavirus headlines this hour, a new warning from the State Department telling Americans abroad to come back to the United States or face getting stuck. And other well-known people who have the coronavirus now, ESPN reporting New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton, the first person in the NFL community to test positive, and Prince Albert II of Monaco, the son of the late actress Grace Kelly, also testing positive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. You can call in, talk to us about whatever you want. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE.
And it looks like a lot of people have called in, and we'll get to those calls here in just a moment. I want to tell you about Divi. Divi is a cryptocurrency, and it's a new one. They're putting out the next generation wallet, and in just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe with only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and government currencies in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered master nodes. I know that sounds like complicated and difficult, but it's really not. You download some software, and very quickly you can be up and earning Divi by supporting the Divi network. We do it at Free Talk Live, and it's easy. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. And a lot of times in these projects, some of the early movers are the ones that make the most money. Now, this is an investment, and you never know what's going to happen in any given circumstance. Plus, it's a project. They're looking for people that can help. But, you know, you can help by simply having a masternode, and you can have a masternode by simply having a computer. So it's DiviProject.org. Let's go to Travis calling in from Charleston, West Virginia. Travis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, guys. I've been listening for a long time. I just had a quick theory. I mean, I know it might be kind of off the wall or whatever, but y'all were talking about the government conspiracies about everything that's going on. So instead of, you know, I have a thought. Maybe instead of so much our government being the ones, not trying to defend anything, but, you know, we haven't really been best friends with China, you know, within the past few years with all the tariffs and, you know, the trade deals and all these things going on. And here recently, you know, their people have been uprising. And, you know, they've been waving our flag. They've been, you know, wanting democracy and freedom and things like that. So obviously there's a rumor going around that this was tampered with, man-made. So I'm just, you know, wondering what's to stop them from stopping an uprising than to release something that could go to the people, lock them down, stop them, get them out of the streets, while also hurting our trade, hurting travel with us, our economy, and also having to cause us go through the same thing. So, I mean, that could be a big deal if it is found out that it was on purpose. And, you know, now we're finding out, you know, more. They're covering things up. They haven't been honest with everybody. And all these things are just, you know, starting to come out. And I'm just wondering, you know, could this be the start of, like, a war? I mean, it could be a war crime. I mean, that kind of thing is a war crime, you know, releasing a biological weapon, basically. And has it already started? Is this the first sneak attack?
It looks tailor-made. I must say, it looks tailor-made.
And and where did it come from, right? China is a country, massive country, like almost 3,000 by 3,000. And it comes right in the center, a couple miles from their like, biohazard lab, right? That is certainly suspicious. It seems too...
Right, and if you're a government, who do you want to get rid of? You want to get rid of the people that are trying to, you know, tearing apart your power. So all the Hong Kong people are basically silent at this point. So, you know, problem solved. And you want to get rid of the old people who are who use the most health care.
Exactly.
But honestly, I don't think the incentives align, right? Why would China want to destroy its own economy? The CCP, the Chinese Communist Party's sole legitimacy comes from their ability to provide economic growth. Because they've made their citizens richer year after year after year, they had 10% plus growth for decades. That's never been done before, and it'll probably never be done again. That gives them tremendous legitimacy. They use that legitimacy to say, we know everything, trust us. All of a sudden, they don't know what's going on, growth is slowing, chaos everywhere. That's not good for their legitimacy. And why would they launch it on themselves, right? If I were going to use a bioweapon and I were a government, I wouldn't hit myself first. So it seems China probably didn't do it. The question is, did the U.S. do it to another country? Again, I don't think it's worth the risk. If they get caught in that type of situation, they risk a nuclear war, which is not worth whatever benefits they would get. In addition, a bioweapon that can't be contained, you know, you better vaccinate your population first. You better get the vaccine ready first.
It was clearly New Zealand.
Yeah, it was them.
Or Iceland. I haven't really figured out which one of them it was, but it was clearly one of the two.
Whoever releases the vaccine first.
Thanks for the call, Travis, by the way. Thank you.
That's who did it.
Well, who knows?
I think it's good always to look at all angles and see what makes sense. I don't think the conspiracy theories are necessarily right, but I think it's always good to entertain them because they have been right before.
I'm not going to keep conspiracy theories off this show. I'm not going to do it no matter how many people get upset about it. Because the fact is that ideas, good and bad, is all we have on this planet, okay? And in order to have good ideas, good new ideas, you must have good or bad new ideas.
Yeah, and if you have something to say, you can always call in. That's the beauty of Free Talk Live, right? You disagree with the caller, call in, explain why.
Yeah, or you can just come in and be vitriolic.
Christian, Gene, the Christian anarchist, is calling in right now.
Hey, yeah, I tried on the Discord, but apparently that's not working, so I figured that.
I'm sorry. It's supposed to be working, but you've got a faulty host at play here.
That is where I thought the error lied, but I didn't really want to put it out there on the air.
I had looked anyway, recently, but apparently not recently enough.
Okay, so I want you to get.
I will explain. Let, before you go on, I'm going to explain real quickly for listeners out there. When I'm in the studio, I got a bank of screens up, and I can look at everything all at once. When I'm here on my laptop, I have to flip through pages in order to see stuff, and it doesn't always work out exactly right. And so I'm sorry for the Discord callers that have had to wait longer than they should. Please go ahead.
So I want to talk about the Democratic nomination and my prediction for who's going to be our next president, and it's not who you think. I think Biden is definitely, I mean, he's got the nomination sewed up, but he doesn't have five brain cells that fire anymore. I think Jazzy is smarter, has got more going for her than Biden does. So
that's
the
studio beast. The dog in the studio, yes.
I don't think that Biden has got a chance in a very hot place down below of becoming the president. However, here's what I think is going to come about, and this is a bit of a conspiracy theorist, so you were just talking about conspiracy theories. I think Biden is going to get the nomination. He's going to instantly drop out and leave the nomination up to the Democratic Party. And guess who they're going to choose? It's going to be Hillary Clinton. And I think Hillary has a chance of beating Donald Trump, especially with all this coronavirus and economic problems.
Well, she beat him in raw numbers the last go around, so sure, that's possible.
Yeah, so they say, but I mean, there was a lot of ballot stuffing and cheating going on in that election.
Could be. Yeah, I don't know. What do I know?
So anyway,
I can tell you, in the town that I voted in, everything was legit because all the votes went into this brown wooden box, and there's half a dozen to a dozen people every time counting the votes that come out of the box.
But were there any Russians in that town?
No Russians that I know of.
And how many mail-in votes by dead people? You know, that kind of thing. But
not
regardless, I think what we're looking at is a year from now, it's going to be President Hillary Clinton, and we're all going to have to suffer under her disastrous decision-making.
I was hoping for Bernie Sanders with Tulsi Gabbard as the running mate. And, you know, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
If you have any ideas on what will happen, feel free to call in. The number is 855-450-3733.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. We're on our final segment, so if you want to call in, now's your time. 855-450-3733. We'd love to hear from you. I'm Alex.
And I'm Mark. And I want to thank Jay, who's a silver amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can be like Jay and be an amplifier. If you like the fact that we make it possible for you to call in and talk about whatever you want, even if you don't call in. Freedom of speech is important, right? And human freedom is important, right? Well, Free Talk Live is, in my opinion, the best show out there as far as defending human freedom, at the very least verbally. So there you go. amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. Alex, we have a call. Would you like to go to David in New Mexico?
My pleasure.
All right. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, so-called Minister Edgington.
One That's a pretty good imitation.
Yeah, one of these days I'm still planning on shooting you out of a cannon. better buy a helmet.
See, the difference between David and the caller that you're referring to there, I do not wish to,
James rattle in Arizona. Game.
Okay, that guy. The difference between you and David and James is I would go and see you. If I ever happened to be in New Mexico, you know, I'd figure out some way to find you. I got your email address, I know that much. And, you know, just go say hi, because I find you to be, at the very least, an interesting guy, whereas this guy's just so angry.
You think you can find me, Mr. Minister Edgington?
I think you would give me your address.
No, I'm the only one that wears my dress. Minister,
what's on your mind, Dave?
What's on your mind?
You are not getting in. You are not getting in my dress, Mr. Edgington. But I can tell
I
you where to buy one
dress
for yourself.
Joke. Yeah, indeed. I'm thinking about it right now.
Well, never mind. I happen to know you have a closet full of dresses already, so your wife would probably get mad if I directed you where to buy another one, especially since my tastes are rather expensive.
Right, that's the thing. So, just, if I did wear a dress, she'd be mad if I went out and bought one, because she's got a few.
Well, you probably don't wear her size.
No. There's those wrap things. She's got one of those wrap deals. Surely I could make that decent. And it's not like I'm going to go anywhere in it.
Yeah. We can always modify your pup tent.
Well, I'm not quite that big.
So voter fraud you're talking about, let me jump on that since you're on that. In New Mexico, there's some highly interesting stuff. And to start with, if you Google New Mexico vote fraud, we I told you about, here's one article, U.S. News and World Report. That sounds legit. Wife of Española. Española, New Mexico, is the center of corruption in northern New Mexico, which northern Mexico is a colony of peoples that go back to the 1600s. And anyway, wife of Española city councilman is convicted of voter fraud. Not often do people even get charged. This woman succeeded in getting convicted because she quite obviously did it. It'd be interesting reading if you Google that one. And then just below that, we got New Mexico Republicans press secretary of state, Doña Ana County on absentee ballots. There's a thing that happens in New Mexico in close races between Democrats and Republicans, and that is in the middle of the night, on the night after the election, the precincts close, boxes, trunk loads of absentee ballots absentee ballots and ballots of other types show up at the precinct or show up the next day at the clerk's office. And in this last race, Yvette Harrell, Republican, actually was awarded the win on right after the ballot, the voting closed. And then she went to bed knowing that she had just won, and then woke up in the morning to news that she had lost. And so this stuff happens, at least in New Mexico. And another interesting thing about New Mexico.
New Mexico has this odd thing where, they really push absentee ballots, or whatever they're calling them, that basically you can vote for 2 weeks or whatever. And I can see why people would want to get closer and closer, because that way you have more information. And if you're trying to vote strategically, you can vote for the right person or whatever the case may be. Lots of people voting for Biden that might have voted for somebody else previously, and the reason they can vote for him is because they waited a little while.
Right. Another article here from the Daily Signal. I don't know what that is, but anyway, exclusive audit finds signs of fraud in New Mexico House race, and that's more information on the one that I told you. But here's a really fun one. In the old days, meaning like 30 years ago and before, in northern New Mexico, which is Española, they did several different things. One, you were told in no uncertain terms when you grew up in northern New Mexico that you would not vote for anybody who did not have a D after their name, and it was enforced. If you did otherwise, you wouldn't get any jobs up there and so forth. And another interesting thing, and these are things that I learned by listening to
which way you vote.
Yeah, how do they know who you voted for?
I was about to tell you. Here's one of the techniques that they use. This comes from people who have lived it. They had people, now these people are not highly educated that live in northern New Mexico. At least they historically have not been. And that comes into play. Because what the election officials would do is they would walk behind the voting machine, and when question as to what they were doing behind the machine, the voter would be told, oh, he's just going to look at how you're voting.
Well,
so it's like psyops, right?
Yeah.
The idea of having a blind vote is, secret ballot, is that way you can vote however you want to vote and nobody knows. And I'm willing to bet there's a lot of men out there who told their wives they voted for Hillary Clinton who, in fact, voted for Donald Trump.
Right. But I mean that technique that I just told you about. I mean, if you can picture it, you know, some rural, not so educated people that live in that society. It was a Patron system. I mean, Google Patron system, New Mexico. It's very easy to understand how someone could easily believe that those people going behind the voting machines actually could see how you're voting. And that was, you know, that was in the day where you had voting machines where they would tally the votes because you clicked the levers. It wasn't that you were filling out coloring in the dots and putting it into a machine. But even that would still work. But this was back in the day when they had the funky machines that were rather mysterious. You know what I mean?
Yes, those funky machines. Yeah. Thank you for the call, David.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate David always keeping an eye out, right? I would hate to be a politician in New Mexico because I'm not going to be able to get away with anything.
And yeah, David's more not missing a trick out there.
More people keeping their eye out, there'd be a better world. So I encourage our listeners to do the same. Thank you, David.
Yeah, it's... I think it's interesting that you got to vote, you know, that they chose to vote Democrat as opposed to Republican. I mean, I'm sure that there's places where social pressure to vote Republican was just as high. I think those things tend to go away over time, but, you know, as communication increases at the very least.
And speaking of voting, I think normally I'll advocate if you're not in a swing state, your vote doesn't matter. Even if you're in a swing state, your vote probably doesn't matter. But this might be the first election in a long time where every vote matters, right? Most of these corona restrictions are done at the local level, whether it's your city. I mean, we saw Champaign, Illinois, was that where it was? They just said, you know, you can no longer sell guns or liquor or anything like that. That mayor's got to go. Right?
Well, the mayor actually claimed for themselves the power to stop people from buying guns and liquor.
Just claiming the power alone is enough reason to vote them out, right? This is a mayor, not a king. And so I would remind people, this election might actually matter, right? The politicians will see what happened in 2020 when we came down, clamped on freedom like we've never clamped on it before. Were we rewarded for it, or were we removed?
So what are you saying? Vote out Trump?
Well, that's a tough one, right?
I know you're a bit of a fan.
I like the judicial nominations.
If I were going to vote in the U.S. election, I don't think I will be, I would vote for a libertarian.
Yeah, I cannot vote as a Mariana resident, but if I were, I would also vote for a libertarian.
I see. The number, 855. Whoops, I'm giving up the number here. Go to freetalklive.com if you would, please. Sign up for our newsletter. We send out a newsletter monthly, you know, ish. And we'll tell you, you know, sort of all the things that are happening with Free Talk Live, the stations we've added, and exciting stuff that's going on. Love to have you on the list. And also, you can get to find the Telegram group there. That's at telegram.freetalklive.com.
We're here every day, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Even Corona cannot shut us down. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.